Well, now when you bought things like that, since you didn't get to go to town very often, would you buy them in large quantities?
Yeah, enough. Yeah, oh. Buy flour for 50.
25
or 48 pound, you know, mm-hmm. by the sack.
Would they say? Did they ever say they were buying it in bulk?
Yeah, I've heard the books. That means a big quantity.
Big quantity of
buying
something.
Now we buy flour 5 pounds.
Yeah, I think you got a lot with 5 pounds.
Well, see, we buy canned biscuit all the time. We used to make biscuit, you know, all the time. But my husband likes canned biscuit. A lot of people don't like it. Yeah. Like them, but we just took breakfast so much quicker.
Oh, yeah.
He can fix breakfast good as I can. He knows how to cook bacon. He likes egg every morning. Mm-hmm. Lucy been eating one, but she didn't want no egg this morning. We had gravy and that hot biscuit, that butter and sorghum, and we had honey and I think some fig preserves too. I don't know, we just had really too much sweet. And
yeah,
we made
a lot of
pints of pear preserves yesterday morning. My daughter brought me out some pears.
And you made those up yesterday?
Yeah, they was real good. Just this red.
Boy, you busy all the time, aren't you?
Well, I was kind of glad we got... But I didn't see no pears like those. Have you seen? Oh, look how... They look like...
Well, you never did hear
nobody
talk about rusty cold apples.
Huh. Those are pears?
I never seen any like them. We had four or five big trees up at our home. I never saw one like that. No, I never either. That's my first. It's the oldest I am. Never did. Where'd she get them? Some lady in Arcadia gave them to us. Well, I'll be. I sure never saw one like that. Put that in your pocket and you need it. I'm gonna keep it. Yeah, keep it. That's good.
I'm gonna take that back to Little Rock. I'm gonna show my mother that. See if she's ever seen one like that. Well, that's like a potato. Yeah, that's a color, like a potato. It's about the color of one. Isn't that something? You know, like you buy canned pears, you know, what they call barclay pears. You know, ours is kind of long like the barclay pears.
But you know, when we had that cold spell, it killed them, killed the bloom, so we didn't have no pears this year. No pears this year.
No, there wasn't very many. We got one tree in the yard down there where I live. I live in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't have but just a very few on it. It's just loaded last year.
And my sister Callie, Ms. Rogers, she gave me the figs, so I made some of you strawberry jello in. They just taste like strawberry preserves.
My mother made some of those one time with the strawberry. What would flour come in? You're talking about what kind of a sack or a bag would it?
Cloth sack.
Uh-huh. We used to get it.
White cloth sack.
Uh-huh. It'd be white.
Yeah. Yes. Of course, it'd have letters, whatever kind of name of the flour was, you know, and from the mill it come from, it'd be on there. And we used to get what they call a Dolly Dimple flour. You remember that, Lucy? You know, after I made a quilt out of the sacks.
Yeah.
Had a doll on it, the front and the back, you see. And I know I stuffed one or two of them for children around, you know, that I knew. And they was real pretty.
Oh, they were cloth like you do
Just kind of like you see what they call domestic or bleaching or sacks kind of like that. Then when sometimes the letters wash out, you know what we do with the sacks? We'd make tea towels out of
them.
Yeah, we never throw no sack away another time. We'd wash it, all the letters all come out. We'd use it for
Cotton seed meal would come in white sacks. You could just make anything out of them white sacks. Pillow slips, a sheet. They were really handy. Yeah, you could. Make a good one. You didn't have to buy much. Well, we used to buy cat feed. It'd come in print sacks. Oh, cat feed?
Yeah, to make it. Shoot, I've made several dresses out of pretty feed sacks. Just be like print that you would go to the store and buy now.
Well, what about those sacks that would be made out of that rough material, like